Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Maz, we have alcoholics, we have drug addicts, we have sex addicts.
And that's just the panel.
I know.
Hey.
Well, no. According to scientists, just this week, we found out that they're going to have to make room for addicts of what?
Addicts of people who like Benghazi hearings.
I don't think, perfectly reasonable guess.
I think even they are done.
They're like, I can't take anymore.
What a, geez, addicts of, it's something new?
Well, let me give you a hint.
Give me a hint.
Imagine a guy totally down and out. He's begging in the street, and you ask him why he can't stop, and he says, it just tastes so gouda.
Oh, cheese. Cheese. Yes, yes, yes.
Cheese.
Yes.
It is possible to be addicted to cheese. One doctor has called cheese dairy crack, and it's because... Here's the science. Protein fragments in cheese called quesomorphins. They're like morphine.
Quesomorphins.
Quesomorphins. It's like you have queso like, fundido.
Like Q-U-E-S-O?
No.
C-A-S-O. Quesomorphins with chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
Dairy crack?
Dairy crack.
That sounds like what you would call the milkman's pants when he bent down.
Yeah.
There's the dairy crack.
So next time your friend says, I've quit cheddar like, you know, 10 times already, I definitely do not have a problem. And he's like shuddering. Do him a favor and check him into rehab.
Hey, get out of here.
Thank you.
You know, that's right. Too much of that stuff can turn you into a monster.
And it's a hard addiction to, like, warn people about. How do you make a commercial about cheese addiction? This is your brain. And they crack an egg into the thing. This is your brain on cheese. And you're like, that looks really good.
You know what would be good with that egg? Some cheese.
Cheese, yeah, it'd be awesome.